WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Aside from the stereotypical Irish tenor, Ireland has produced few musicians who've achieved international recognition. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the latest CD in a series of Beethoven sonatas played by the Irish pianist John O'Connor. And Lloyd says these recordings place O'Connor among the major living pianists.
Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas may still be the most universally accepted standard for judging a pianist, the way Hamlet may be the greatest test for an actor. In 1986, the Telarc label began a Beethoven sonata series with the young Irish pianist John O'Connor. This year, Telarc released the third disc in the series. The first two included some of Beethoven's best-known sonatas, the Moonlight, the Appassionata, the Pathetique, the Waldstein. The most familiar sonata on this recent disc is probably the Pastoral. It's the one that came right after the Moonlight. O'Connor's performance is ideal. He plays with an unusual degree of lyrical elegance. He has a delicate touch that makes the textures seem translucent and luminous. This kind of playing risks a certain preciousness. Oh, isn't this passage just too exquisite? Some pianists play as if they had 10 pinkies. But O'Connor has no such affectation. Part of his elegance is the honesty and directness of his phrasing. He's aristocratic in the very best sense of the word. He's got a backbone. Here's the opening of the fourth movement of the Pastoral, the movement that gives the sonata its nickname. Imagine an Arcadian shepherd playing the pipes for his favorite shepherdess, or sheep. All three sonatas on this disc come from that odd transitional stage between Beethoven's so-called early and middle periods, just after the turn of the 19th century. Beethoven was in his early 30s. He just finished his first symphony. These are not among his most profound or passionate works, but they show fascinating developments in his style and techniques, surprising key relationships, unexpected formal decisions. Yet they also look back to the thematic simplicity of his earlier style. One modern critic considered the Opus 31 No. 1 sonata Beethoven's worst, but there's a delightful playfulness in its experimentation with sound and texture. Maybe that's why some people don't like it. The third sonata on this disc is Opus 31 No. 3, The Hunt. Opus 31 No. 2, The Tempest, was included on the second disc in O'Connor's series. I especially love the tenderly conversational qualities of the opening theme. Later in the movement, a little argument begins to erupt. But the tenderness is soon restored, and the movement ends as affectionately as it began. O'Connor beautifully captures Beethoven's subtly shifting moods. Along with his forthrightness, O'Connor is also good with ambiguities, which makes me look forward all the more eagerly to his treatment of Beethoven's later, deeper, and even more ambiguous works.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new Telarc recording of Beethoven piano sonatas performed by John O'Connor.